Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. A watery grave expands across the land. In an eerie corner of our world lies a vast expanse where the silence reigns supreme, a place where the earth's wounds lay bare, salting the soil with despair. The Dead Sea, this forsaken body of water, once a bustling hub of biodiversity, now stretches itself into the domain of the living, claiming more territory with each passing year. A stark reminder of our environmental hubris, the gaping expanse of briny water and its surrounding plains have morphed into a harbinger of nature's unchecked indignation. Historic retreat, a path to nowhere. For centuries, the Dead Sea was content within its shores, but unrestrained exploitation and mismanaged water resources have led to a dramatic decline in its water level. Its retreat has revealed a lunar landscape of sinkholes and lifeless soil sculptures embodying the planet's beauty and decay. Once fertile grounds now lay barren, a gallery of geological tragedies, painting a picture of a future that could await other regions. The salt of the earth, a toxic blessing. Amidst the desolation, human pursuit for the Dead Sea's rich mineral deposits rages on. Industries thrive by mining the sea's salt and potash, fueling economies, but at what cost? The ancient waters recede, unveiling bridges to nowhere and buildings swallowed by the earth's gaping maw. Nature's artifice is at the mercy of a ravenous extractive mentality that echoes the broader global disregard for ecological balance. Biodiversity's swan song. It's a symphony of silence in the vicinity of the Dead Sea, where life once flourished. Flora and fauna have become casualties in an invisible war, their abode swallowed by saline aggression. The dead in Dead Sea has become a literal reality, with ecosystems desensitized, local wildlife scattered, and a stark message sent out to the world. To ignore the health of our planet is to court a future as barren as these shores. Venturing into the void, thrill seekers and desolation aficionados find solace in the solitude offered by the Dead Sea's unforgiving terrain. It's become a dystopian playground where the adventurous unearth beauty in bleakness. But their footprints on the salt-encrusted earth are a metaphor for the transient nature of humanity's mark on this planet. Their tales tell of a world lost to time and neglect, a chilling forecast wrapped in an alluring veneer. The questions we must face. We stand at a precipice, looking out over the expanse of the Dead Sea, a question upon our lips. Will we learn? Will we change our course to prevent our beautiful blue-blue globe from succumbing to a similar fate? The truth is bitter, like the waters lapping at dying shores. The Dead Sea story is not a standalone tale. It's an installment in a dystopian anthology written by humanity's own hand. Takeaways from the salt-laden wind. The Dead Sea's march inland serves as a dire warning, a testament to the price of inaction. As the planet heaves under the strain of our ecological transgressions, voices from the quiet horror of the Dead Sea call for urgent reflection and action. Its engrossment tells us the end of the story we do not want to read, the one where we remain actors in a script leading to our own desolation.